Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Yes, I'm doing the show a little early. Have some appointments that came up at the last minute that I have to go to this morning. But I still wanted to do the show, so I rolled out of bed an hour early for you guys. Doesn't mean that you're actually going to be here with me, huh? Because you didn't know I was doing the show early. But anyway, if you are up and you notice that I am on the air already, please, please spread the word to your people. Let them know that we're here and come hang out with us for the next hour. You know what? I haven't put a spoken word piece on one of these shows. And I thought, you know, let me start out the show today with a piece that I really, really love. You know, sometimes creative souls just get in a mood, right? And they just have something on their heart that they want to share. And that was the case for this particular artist out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. His name is Baron Parker, and this song is, or piece is called The New You.
Trolls at the door, come and
bit, touch and go here. It's almost over. And they're gone. You just found the new you. And it looks good on you. You wear it well. You're going to be very happy, I can tell. This is how you're meant to be. Full of life, hope, and energy. It's a new you. It's a new you. It's the new you. Welcome back to the world. Open your eyes and see.
Putting a brave face on. A quick look in the mirror and you're sure that the pain ain't gone. And the war is over, but the battle goes on and on.
On and on.
On and on.
On and on.
On. Your time wore out, your heart's been all poured out. On empty with miles to go. You really ought to shout out those feelings that get stalled out. They keep turning over in your soul.
Every day it feels like you could run away.
Oh, you gotta keep on keeping grounded.
Wait, wait, what's the matter anyway?
Oh, you gotta keep your strong heart going.
Everyone.
hit hard by a landmine that cuts you to the bone. So hard to get to healing, so hard to let freedom ring on and on. The big, big sorrow you're trapped in, you know you really, truly should be wrapped in love. Love you can't put stake in, love that can't be taken, love to lift you up.
Every day feel like you can run away,
but you gotta keep on keeping grounded. Keep your strong heart going. This is a survival song. We'll sing it for you till the pain moves on. Till you're sitting in the sun and everyone is shouting hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
A survival song. Sing it in the name of freedom. Oh, till you're sitting in the sun and everyone is singing a survival song.
Ryan, I did that mute thing again, huh? I am so sorry carrying on a conversation with you and was on mute. But again, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House Morning Coffee with Flavor this morning. I know I did the show an hour early. I've got things I found out late last night that I have to do this morning. But I still wanted to come. And I still wanted to greet you and wish you a great, great day. I started out the show with a piece by an artist I've been connected to for many years, you know, back in the day of, I believe, MySpace. And I played Baron Parker with this piece, A New You. And I was talking about the fact that, you know, we can always reinvent ourselves. And there isn't any set date or time or anything. We can just decide to take on a new attitude, a new approach. You know, life is too short, and we give too much power over to other people and circumstances. And I think that some of it we can definitely own ourselves, and especially in how we choose to allow things or others affect us. You know, I talk about attitude is everything, and somebody I grew up with and went to high school with, basketball star Keith Harrell, he wrote a book. And he passed away about a year or two ago from cancer. But up until the end, it felt like he had a great, great attitude. And he wrote this book. And it's very simple, you know. And you say, oh, well, I know this stuff. But sometimes we need to read something. Sometimes we need to hear something. And it just says, oh, yeah, you know what? That's right. And that's exactly what Attitude is Everything by Keith Harrell did for me. So anyway, this is Wednesday. It's hump day. I want to do this show. I like to do this show just to be able to come and gather with you and wish you a great day. And you know, maybe say something that inspires people. I have to tell y'all, this is the most popular show that I do. The hits to it is off the chain. I was just talking about that with Stacey Cage from Black Stacks. I'm not sure what this particular show is all about, but, you know, I'm glad it must make you feel good, or you think I'm a trip, or, you know, whatever that draws you back to this show. But I thank you. I thank you. It makes me smile. So I hope this show makes you smile also. I was, you know, Jace was teasing me. And he said, Flav, you were meant to support hip-hop. Because, you know, if you hear me, I criticize hip-hop a lot. Not because I don't like the art. I am so turned off by some of the lyrical content and delivery of some hip-hop artists. And so I almost have an opinion. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm pretty vocal about it, right? But it's like, you know, anybody can be a hip-hop artist. Like, you think that you come up with some lyrics, you think you have a flow, and I don't think you really understand what the art is all about. And hip-hop is much more than an art. It's a culture, you know, and so I spent some time educating myself on hip-hop. But anyway, you know, so he was teasing me about the fact that I've got nephews. There are people in my family that are hip-hop artists. Some of them you know. So I want to play a piece by my nephew. He goes by the name of Only One Wiser, and this particular piece is called Number One Queen.
My queen I will cherish until I perish.
I'll take you around the world with me, buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree, 5-star square with diamond queen. Baby, you're my number one queen.
Love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call a cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumbled by attraction. The thing that you do was real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
What, you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line of souls and twine. God created your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow. Combined, we shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. 5-star square with diamond queen. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know.
Baby, you're my number one.
All right, that is my nephew, Only One Wiser, with a piece that he did honoring his lady, his wife, number one queen. I'm really proud of him. I'm really proud of him. He and his lady have been together since they were teenagers. They're still young, but I don't know. I want to say 13 years or something. They got a beautiful baby girl. He's a proud papa. You know, they're very active in church and, you know, performing, always keeping it positive, always keeping it positive. And I think that's what art should do. You know, I understand that, you know, art is a great way of expressing frustrations and challenges and life stories and all of that. And I agree. I think it should be used that way. But at the same time, just think about how you can change somebody's life by creating something that's positive. You know, you look at a piece of art and you say, oh my goodness, you know, that the colors in it is just brilliant or something, and it just makes me feel good. Or you hear a piece and it says, yeah, you know, I believe in love again. Or I believe that, you know, this artist is just so into my head, you know, that somebody's there with me. So if you're a creative soul, just really think about not only how the piece makes you feel, but those that are going to experience you, how it's going to make them feel. Artists, you are very, very powerful, and you have the capability of changing lives. So just think about that. Just really, really think about that. What direction do I want to take you in now, huh? You know, I have been blessed to come across some amazing talents in the years that I've been Lady Flava, from here in Seattle, Washington, where I am, to across the United States and even around the globe. This lady, I really, really want to meet her. And you know what? It's going to happen. I'm going to put it out there to the universe. I am going to meet Miss Coley Williams, and I want to play her piece everywhere I go.
I like that.
Love. In your eyes, I have
All right, that's my girl Coley Williams out of Baltimore, Maryland area also. She does a show every Wednesday at JoJo's in Washington, D.C. So if you are out there, you need to go check out Coley Williams. I told her one of these days I am going to come walking through the doors of JoJo's just to meet you. You know what? And I believe it. I believe it. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to go walking through the doors of JoJo's to meet Miss Coley Williams. And it's funny how small the world is. You know, you think your own city might be small, right? Well, it turns out that a filmmaker here in Seattle, Washington, who I know, actually went out to the East Coast, and she worked with Coley Williams on some promo video. And it was just like, wow, you know, like, well, you know, she sent me some footage or whatever, and like, you know Coley? That's so interesting to me. So, you know, you just never know who you might be connected to, who's connected to somebody else that you just wouldn't even guess, right? So, again, thank you for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava and, you know, just wanting to wish you a great day. You know, one of the things that people told me when I was closing Flava Coffee House that they were going to miss was just being greeted by me, that some of them just came and got coffee in the morning just so I could wish them a good day, you know. And that's something that really will always stick with me. And it also just reminds me how important, you know, human touch, human communication is. You know, if I could simply say, you have a good day, baby, you know, okay, I'll see you tomorrow morning, right? Okay, you tell me all about it or, you know, whatever it is. You know, I care. Sometimes I care too much, and I've had to learn to set boundaries and kind of protect myself a bit because I am a caretaker by nature, you know. But what better way to be able to reach out to somebody, you know, and just say, have a great day. You know, I'm thinking about you. You know what? It'll get better, you know, or just something simple can change somebody's life. So that's why I do this show. Rolled out of bed early this morning because I got things to do early this morning, but I still wanted to do the show, so that's why I'm here. I'm so glad to see some people circulating that I'm here. So welcome to all my friends that are listening to this show live. And I love you people in the archives because I was saying earlier in the show, probably when I was on mute, this is the most popular show that I have done. The hits to the archives are off the chain. I'm not sure what it is because I don't play too much music on this particular show, but maybe people just like to hear me talk or, you know, are into what is she going to say today? Who knows? You know what? You know, I'll tell my dirty laundry, whatever on here, right? You know, some people are like, Flava, you talk too much. You shouldn't say this. You know what? I believe that I am a human being, right? There's nothing perfect about me, and I know there's nothing perfect about you guys, right? So let's just share life, and if there's something I can tell about myself that just helps you say, you know what, I get it. I've gone through it. I'm going through it, whatever. I believe in sharing, you know, and that's one of the things I think that works so well for me with my kids that I've worked with. That, you know, I never, like, talk down to them. I let them know life is not always perfect, but there are ways of feeling better as you go through the storms. And I would share stories of what I went through. And I think they really, really appreciated that about me. So, anyway, let me just scroll down my list. You know, there are songs that I come across that just have some kind of meaning in many different ways. This particular song was written about a young man's father. And while he was still living, he has now passed. But it's a very, very special song to Paris Tune. And his group, Mother's Favorite Child, performed this song called Pop's Barbershop.
Yeah. Thank you. gonna be okay. Material possessions only last temporarily, but good old music lasts forever and a day. I know the type of songs that I write will help others to grow in this art form of mine. A gift, a legacy given by God and supported by my fans and my family.
Barbershop by Mother's Favorite Child, produced by Paris Toon. You know, barbershop is the pillar of some communities. It's where, you know, the men go and hang out. And I think it's much more of an experience versus the haircut or the shave, right? It's a place where they just can, you know, share a sense of camaraderie and stories and frustrations and life and laugh and joke or whatever it is, you know. And I think that even beauty shops are kind of like that too. If you've got that place that just makes you feel like you're at home, you know, you tend to want to just go there. It's funny, yesterday I had to take my daddy to some doctor's appointment, and he's got a hearing doctor who is just lovely. It's almost like you want to have to go see her just because she makes you feel good, you know. And I think that barbershops, or hopefully maybe even Flavor Coffee House online radio style, makes you feel that way. Just makes you feel good, makes you, you know, feel like you're a part of something, and it's so much bigger than all of us, you know. There's so many ways that we can reach out and touch somebody's heart and soul, whether it's on the internet, whether it's on radio, whether it's in person through your art, whether it's just a simple touch of just letting somebody know that you care. You know, there are simple ways that we can change the world. So just think about that as you maneuver throughout your day. Now, again, if anybody follows me, you know a lot about me. You know that I love leopard print, right? You know that my daddy is my world. Well, I'm going to play a piece that Tasha Taylor wrote about her daddy, Johnny Taylor, because she was a daddy's girl. And the song is called Daddy's Girl.
You've watched me grow from every angle. You never know what I get entangled in, but you're always there to show some tender love and care. No matter where I am in this world, I'll always be a
Tasha Taylor, Johnny Taylor's baby girl. It was a wonderful experience to have her on the leopard carpet with me because she's probably the only artist that I have ever had on my show who was really raised in the industry, you know, coming up as Johnny Taylor's baby girl. And just, you know, that was life for her, you know, so she probably didn't really realize that she was coming up in a different way than other children, you know, and she learned some different lessons, you know, being raised by an artist and entertainer, you know, and one of the things that she told me was that her daddy told her that 10% of it is talent, but 90% of it is actually, you know, the business part that makes it all work. And I think a lot of artists don't really understand that, you know, that there's so much more to being successful, you know, in the industry than just what it is that you create. You might be really good at it, but you may not be good at, you know, putting together your artist resume or being able to speak to people about selling your art or negotiating contracts and things. And so it was really interesting, you know, talking to her and hearing, you know, how she was raised by an entertainer. And, of course, he came up in a very different time than, you know, how art and music is created now, you know. And it's interesting, if you think about it, that's when the classics were really created, you know, before all of this technology. Maybe I need to do a show on that, huh? So there's only like 13 minutes left in the show, but I have a caller, so let me bring him in. All right, is this my girl, Kathleen?
Hi.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning. You threw me for a loop.
I know it. I threw my own self for a loop. Well, you know, I didn't intend on doing, you know, the show, of course, this early, but some appointments came up that I need to go to, and I didn't realize it, so I decided I still wanted to do the show. Girl,
yeah.
You should have seen how many times I hit that snooze button before I got up, though. You don't, let me just say, you don't want to smell my breath right now. I ain't even brushed my teeth or nothing, but, you know, I still wanted to do the show. It, you know, it's one of It's one of my favorite shows to do, you know, to be able to come on the air and just wish people a good day. And Kathleen, I don't know if you heard me say it, but it's one of the most popular shows that I do.
All right.
I'm not sure what the draw is to this particular show, but hey, I'm not complaining, right?
It's you.
Is that what it is? It's me. they probably say, "What's she gonna say or do today?"
I was listening to Tasha Taylor's song. Oh, that brought tears to my eyes because I'm a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I miss him so much. And then listening to this, I'm like, oh my God. Oh yes, it's awesome.
Well, you know, anybody who follows me knows I'm a daddy's girl, you know, and sometimes I get frustrated and I look at him and I'm like, why did you just do that? And I'm like, I'm scolding my own daddy, right?
Okay. I posted on your Facebook page about a couple of them. You know, some of that my dad didn't know how to say I love you, and it bothered me so much until I found out why he didn't know how, you know, being brought up in a foster home, you know. So then when I found that out, I just started telling him myself every day.
Okay.
I would say I love you, and I would kiss him on the jaw, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, I think that's a beautiful story, Kathleen. You should write about it. No, but I'll tell you, write about all kinds of stuff. But I think that, you know, I'm sure that he got used to it, you know, like that was something, even though it wasn't necessarily maybe comfortable for him in the beginning when you first started doing it because he wasn't, you know, raised up understanding.
Right.
You know, all of that, but I think that I'm sure in the end it was something he really kind of cherished. He may have never told you that,
right.
You know, but I think it's something that he cherished. It's so funny how, like, I might do things a certain way, and somebody may, in a sense, be annoyed by it, but then they get used to it, and they're like, okay, well, why didn't you do that? Well, I thought it annoyed you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, or whatever, and it's funny how even what seems to be uncomfortable becomes comfortable, and we love it. So that's a good story. And you know, Tasha Taylor, she was really interesting to have on my show because, you know, I mean, like I was saying, she came up differently. You know, she was raised by an entertainer,
right?
And she does a remake of Who's Making Love. And
really?
There's a video of it where they have her dad cut into it, you know, her dad performing it. And then her, I don't know how they filmed it over his video or something. And I'm like, wow, it almost kind of gives you chills, you know.
Okay.
But,
oh, my goodness. Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole.
Yeah, exactly. Because I saw Natalie Cole when she came and performed here. You know, and then they show her dad singing, you know, and she's singing. I'm like, this is just, it's very touching, you know, to experience, you know, artistry in that sense. But you know what,
and
Kathleen?
This is with their daddy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I with you before I knew time was short, so.
Well, no, I'm glad that you called in. You can hang out with me the rest of the show. There's 8 minutes left, but you can hang out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, I, you know me, I go with the flow of the, you know, most of my shows that I do. I just, you know, whatever happens, and, you know, and I welcome that. And I knew that, you know, I was starting the show early, and all of that, so I knew it might throw some people off, and I was too lazy, because I was laying in bed when I found this out last night, you know, I was too lazy to get up and try to, you know, post about the fact that I had to do the show early, right, so I'm like, just get up, you know, the alarm started going off at 5:30 or something, 5, I'm like, oh my God, hit the snooze button. Okay, no.
I keep hitting the snooze button.
I was like, hit that snooze button. No, I really don't know. Okay, girl, I got out of bed 10 minutes before 6.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I did. And then I hadn't changed the time of the show, so of course I had to rush down here, change the time of the show, and then do the show. You know, then
right.
I did that mute button thing where I was like talking to everybody and I'm on the mute button. I'm like, okay, you just really need some coffee. I didn't have time to even pour me some juice, no water,
right.
You know, no coffee.
Right. I'm telling you, I didn't either. And then when you had posted that you were starting early, my computer wanted to act up. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. So then I remembered, oh, if I call you on the phone, then I automatically hear the show.
Yeah. Right,
so,
exactly.
So that was cool.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
So how's
yeah.
your writing going?
It's going pretty good. I'm through with the short story, so now I'm waiting on getting ready to finish or start again. I had started another story.
Okay.
And so I'm working on that now. I did some research on it, but I had to pull away from it because it kind of got real close to home, so I pulled back from it.
Okay.
So that's why I started the short story. So now I'm going back to it. I think I'm ready for it now.
Right. Well, you know, I think just be patient with yourself. I mean, as you know, our dear friend Poe.
Yeah.
Some of the, okay, I'm tell his secret. He could shoot me, but luckily he's all the way in Philadelphia. I'm not sure where that, you know, bullet might ricochet.
Oh, oh my God.
But some of the stuff that he's, you know, he's fine-tuning right now, he started years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so it's not like it's brand new start from the beginning, but he is tweaking and retweaking, and that's one thing that he will do is that he'll write something, put it aside, come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, some of the writings I had in my archives, you know, in my vault of Poe's writings, and I'm like, do you remember when you wrote this? He said, well, send it to me, because I obviously don't have that. And then he'll say, did I write that? Yes, you did. You need to finish it, you know.
Okay.
So
like that, yeah.
So I think that you know, I think that's one thing that artists need to be patient about too. Sometimes you might feel it, you start it, but you
gotta
put it aside, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that it's not going to get finished at some point, you know. And maybe it's not going to get finished tomorrow. Maybe it's going to take a few years or months or whatever, you know. But I think that's just part of art, and I'm seeing that time and time again, you know, with people writing songs. You know, it's just like, you know, I was talking about Mark Van Cliget. There are songs that he has sent me that nobody has heard. I'm like, okay, are you going to finish it?
Okay.
Could I play the rough of it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. So I'm like, oh, my God.
So yeah, so be patient with yourself, and know that, you know, to switch gears and go to a different story like what you did, that might be the best thing that you needed to do at that, you know, right now for yourself. So
yeah, kind of close to home, and I didn't want to just add anything to it, so I started something else. So, but I finished that, and now I'm back to this one. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, it has kind of a psychological twist.
Okay, so you've been hanging out with Poe too much, huh? Okay.
Okay, reading his stuff, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, my God, this is psychological. So,
okay.
Yeah, but it's real deep, so I had to pull back from it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I understand.
With this, so actually I'm like, where am I going
mm-hmm.
with this stuff?
So are you one of those writers, Kathleen, that you carry like a journal around with you and you like write down ideas in a journal, or do you just write completely on the computer?
I used to write by hand.
Okay.
I found it difficult to write on a computer, and
mm-hmm.
I would write it by hand, but no, I had stopped carrying a notebook because I found out when I was out, I wouldn't write in it. So I didn't.
Okay.
But when I would come home, if I get into my quiet place,
mm-hmm.
I could sit down and just start writing everything that I remembered about that particular time.
Well, I hope that you back it up on the computer then. I hope you have like an external hard drive or a thumbnail drive or whatever.
I save on a hard drive. I save on a USB drive.
Okay, good. Because I know too many people who save it just on their hard drive and then the computer goes down, they lose it all.
I got a girlfriend right now who was writing. I mean, she had finished her book, finished it. Her computer crashed. And she lost everything.
See?
She got so devastated. She didn't want to write for her, so I'm still trying to build her back up. Because she was like, oh, it hurt her heart so bad. It hurt me to hear about it.
Sure. I definitely stress to people, you know, I learned it my own self, you know, because I had, you know, computer issues and stuff. And I'm like, you know what, stupid me. I let a friend borrow my computer that I had at Flavor Coffee House because he wanted to copy some of the pictures from the open mics we would do there onto his computer. So he's like, let me just pick up the computer. So I did, right? I wasn't using it. And I never got that computer back.
Oh, wow.
He moved to Jackson, Mississippi. And I never got it back, and I'm like, wow, Steven's got all my stuff. But that taught me a lesson.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm like, wow, I just lost everything, and nobody's heard from him since. You know, I can't find him online.
Oh my God, I pray he's all right, but how you?
No, I pray. But I'm like, wow, I have none of the stuff from, you know, back in those days. And I'm like, kind of sad because I had a lot of pictures, you know, a lot of memories, not only of just my coffee shop stuff, my children, my grandchildren, you know.
Oh, my God. But
I learned to breathe through that, too. You know, I started out my show today talking about, you know.
Send it back to you.
Never know, but, you know.
You never know, I'm telling you. When I used to write by hand, my whole story, and by the time I would take it and put it on a computer, it changed. I was like writing a new story, so I'm like, let me just start on the computer now.
Okay.
That was a lot of trouble.
Well, you know, when you're a creative soul, you know, life can get really interesting and how things change.
Yeah.
You know, it can also
dream of stories. And I would wake up thinking God was showing me a movie. Then one day he made me realize that these were my characters. This was a movie. These were my characters. I'm like, oh, my God. It hit me that hard. Then I started writing out everything I was dreaming.
Okay. Good. Well, I know people that are poets and songwriters and storytellers and all that do sleep with a journal next to their bed.
Yes, now I do that.
Because they said that ideas will come to them. My friend Steven, the one who kidnapped my computer, one day we were riding in his car. We had gone out to dinner or whatever, and he said, see these little piece of paper? I'm like, yeah. He's like, those are ideas. So if I get an idea, I just have to write it on a little scrap. Girl, he had all these little strips of paper. I'm like, okay, couldn't you? Well, he's like, Susan, he said, I changed it. Now I have he has a handheld digital recorder or something, small one. He carries that with him, too.
Yes.
But he had all these little scrap pieces of papers and journals in his book. I'm like, okay, that's how you do that, huh?
I'm telling you. Oh, yes. I do know that much. Because I used to write, like, when I would be going through my dark times or whatever, I would write down, my son suggested to me, you know, to keep a journal of everything that I was feeling and everything like that. So I still have those, and I even use some of those in my writing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Well, I use journals all the time when they have sales on the on those composition books.
Right.
Oh, I snatch them up because that's what I use for my radio shows. I use them for each artist that I work with has their own journal, and because I used to write everything in one journal.
Right.
And then I'd forget what journal it was in. Or I'd write too many notes and I couldn't figure it out and stuff. And so now I have separate journals, you know, for doing the radio shows and working with Black Stacks or Monica Monet or Mark or whatever. So,
okay.
Yeah, me personally, I'm a big fan of it just because I think that's me being old and forgetful. But we've run out of time here on the show, my girlfriend, and but I appreciate you calling in from Chicago.
Oh.
So, you know, I appreciate your support of all that I do. You know, it makes me smile. It warms my heart. And, you know, sometimes that's all I need, Kathleen, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes
I wanted to ask you about the vest, but we'll talk about it online.
Well, you wanted to ask me about what?
The leopard vest.
Oh, girl, she looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting here plotting all through breakfast how I could ask her, you know, because she wasn't sitting where I could make eye contact with her. She was sitting on the same side as I was.
Right.
You know, and she had met her friend there for breakfast, and I'm like, Daddy said, he said, maybe you could trade her something for it. You know, and he's laughing and stuff. So after I get his walker up and help him, you know, get out of his seat, I go over and I said, you know, I said, excuse me. I said, I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I have to tell you, your vest is nice. And she just looked at me. So I turned to her and her friend and I said, you know, enjoy your meal, ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
She probably thought, who is this old silver hair woman telling me she liked my vest?
She should have been happy. Oh, wow. Well,
yeah,
anyway, so, great day.
You enjoy your day, and as soon as I'm back from my appointments, I will be online. So,
Okay. Anyway.
All right, Mama. Thank you for hanging out with me. All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by my group out of Seattle, Washington. They are Black Stacks, and this particular piece is called Mama Out the Kitchen. Everybody have a great, great day. This is what we do every Wednesday on Morning Coffee with Flava. I almost forgot the name of the show, huh? Morning Coffee with Flava and at Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. Closing out again with Mama Out the Kitchen by Black Stacks.
This ain't no drug house, but roundabout midnight, things change like there's dope in the game. Names never spoke, spots never told, thoughts always wrote. I burnt and feel like yo, line like fiends, got greens and means. I've seen at the end of the pain, got weight to hold down one of the greats. Got the best product and stacks of mini tracks from start to scratch. You're creating a batch of speedballing off the wall, and what's calling, what's trademark, scene after dark, and spots hitting, getting shots of adrenaline, and rush, push, gush, dashes, asses. Where we at? We in a city where it cries too much, and they talk about he's bad, he just such and such. On the block he's not known, but he talk too much. Now you got them listening in, now they know too much. On the block he's just snitching on the scene, it's just really green.
Mama be working, working, working. Mama be working, working, working. Mama be working, working, working. Mama be working, working, working.
It's the poet that jumped. America pays for workers, they ain't what? Work is a spit, without it they wouldn't make matter. We should be more inclined, the community got weight. I mean mass appeal. Find the meaning in the sentence. Y'all work y'all ears like y'all work y'all fears. In the house like Anwar. Warmer element to execute. I got text to throw roast them joints at night. Sight is handwriting, talking all the time at night. This the neighborhood I came from, I saw the ill with light. Now the moment when I meet it, I'll be alright. Silas can't kite, sitting to your show, bro. All the lyrics get strikes and the method get April. In the area, this rainy but insane. Got games, still a get killed piece. Just as close together, move like checkers. It could get you niggas, I'm just asking. Where y'all manifesto? Stalk our institutions, see the holes.
Mama be working.